enjoyed the message this morning. The greatest story is the story of Jesus Christ, period. Period. You've heard the greatest story when you've heard about Jesus. The greatest story ever is the story of Christ. Amen. So we've been looking at that in the last four weeks or so here in both services. Different messages in each service, but it's been focusing on the greatest story and that He is the greatest gift, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's message is going to be the Prince of Peace, but that says what? The price of peace. He is the Prince of Peace, and we're going to talk about that today, but the price of peace. He's the Prince, but the Prince paid the price. And it was a very high price. And we saw it last week, and I'm just going to look at it in review for just a couple of minutes. We saw a part of Scripture that doesn't get preached a whole lot about the Christmas story last Sunday morning. That's the prophecy of Simeon. And his prophecy was, Simeon blessed them, blessed the child, also Mary and Joseph. And Simeon said unto Mary, Jesus' mother, behold, this child is set for the what? Set for the what? For the fall and the rising again of men in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. So two things we saw prophetically inside that verse 34. And yea, a what? A sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Quite an unusual prophecy. We broke it down last Sunday. It all has to do with the price that Jesus Christ paid for you and me. Three things out of that prophecy. He said He would be for the fall and rising again of many. He would be a stone. He would be a stumbling stone to many people. And many people still stumble over Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm a good person. Oh, all roads lead to heaven. Oh, maybe when I get to heaven, we'll see. You know, I'm really not that bad. I never killed anybody. As if that's your punch ticket now to get to heaven. Okay? The bottom line is people still stumble. They're still making up stuff. They're still trying to get up some other way. And the Bible says, and we saw it last week, you'll be crushed to powder. That's tough, ain't it? Flat out. That's what the Bible says. So do you stumble over Jesus' birth and His death and resurrection? Or have you received Christ and now you stand on that rock? You stand on that firm foundation in Jesus Christ. That's the goal, church. Amen. Say. Number two, the second prophecy that Simeon gave said that there'd be a sign. He would be a sign. And so Jesus Christ is God's miracle. When Jesus came, no doubt about it, the miracles that He did, the life that He lived. So the question is, do you know that Jesus is God's miracle? Have you received God's miracle? I'm not talking about the kind of TV preacher tries to sell you. Amen? I'm talking about the miracle of the new birth. Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? Your sins are forever washed away. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that crazy? And your name, the Bible says, is written in what book? The Lamb's Book of Life. Okay? And He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Matter of fact, He's given you the down payment, the earnest of the Spirit of the living God that dwells inside of you. Have you received the miracle of Jesus Christ? Do you know that Jesus is God's miracle? Have you done that? Amen. So Simeon gave this prophecy, said many won't. Many won't see His miracles. Matter of fact, the miracles that He did and when He lived, He was killed for it. Crazy. That was the prophecy that was given. And finally, because of that, Simeon said, a sword, Mary, will pierce your soul. Here's this little baby, 8 days old. That's how old he was at the time when they took him to Simeon. And this mother hears this news that her soul's going to be pierced. And she didn't understand that. Of course she didn't. But boy, she understood later. Matter of fact, she was at the cross when Jesus was being crucified. And there's His mother. And you know her soul was just being absolutely pierced and torn apart. Has your soul been pierced by Jesus Christ? Has your soul been pierced by that giant Goliath sword? That's the word for that word sword that Simeon used. It's a big sword. Has your heart been cut by Jesus Christ to where you know His love now? Did it get through to you yet or not? Are you still going to be hard-headed and hard? Say yes or no. And I speak as a man, and I speak as somebody that knows what being hard and bullheaded is. Amen? And thick. Boy, you need to wise up on this one. Y'all listening or not? Yes or no? Amen? Come on. See, I used to think sissies went to church. Just sissies go to church. People that need a what? A crutch. You need a crutch. How many ever thought that before? Don't lie. Come on, that's the way you thought. Ah, yeah, I don't need that. Yeah. Well, that's a bunch of bull. Church is about telling people about Jesus Christ, about people being saved, about people coming to know Christ, to know that they matter, they have value. Amen? That the Word of God is true, that they're not going to just one day, you know, wing it. You're going to get in. It's not happening. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten who? Son. That whosoever believes in who? Him should not what? Perish. See, that's the plan. That's what it's all about. So, how'd you do on that prophecy? Have you stumbled at it? Do you know that He's God's miracle? Have you received Him? Has your soul been pierced and you're forever changed because of the love of God? Amen? I hope that you have. That's the plan. We hope you have. Amen. Let's look. Let's talk about this message today, though. So we're going to move forward a little bit. The Prince of Peace. And Rod will help me this morning. He's going to push me a little bit. I'd like us to say this verse a couple of times together. Can you say it with me? Come on. Everybody helping me. Come on. This is what we do here. Come on. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now let's do it. Isn't that one of the greatest, beautiful, most beautiful verses in all the Bible? Amen. Let's do it again. Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord, man. What a great verse. Come on. Let's go again. Here we go. Help me now. Come on. I don't like to do that. Come on, get with the program. What's wrong with you? Grief. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Let's talk about that this morning. The Prince of Peace. What is peace? This word peace, He's the Prince of Peace. It's the word shalom. Say that with me. Shalom. Amen. What does that word mean? The Hebrew word used here. Jesus Christ will be the Prince of Peace. The word means completeness. It doesn't mean just one thing. It means a lot of things. It means completeness. He will be the one that can bring completeness to your life. The Prince of Peace. It means soundness in your body. Jesus Christ can bring peace to your crazy head. And He can help you with the aches and pains. Amen? Just that knowledge of knowing that God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm not saying you're not going to get sick. You're going to die one day. That's what I'm telling you. All right? Okay? I'm not a really nice preacher. I'm telling you, you're going to die one day. The other guys are telling you you're going to get this, this, and this. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to die one day. Okay? But while you're living this life and you're having the struggles and the hurts and the pains, you can be sound in your body and know that Jesus Christ is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And no matter what it is that you must bear, He's with you. Amen? Say. And even if you suffer, you can suffer for Him. Peace. Knowing that in your mind. So many people have problems. They blame God instead of realizing God's with them. Don't you want to know that? Don't you want to know the Prince of Peace? Say. Tranquility in your mind. He's the Prince of Peace. You want to have a sound mind? You want to have a mind that's right? A mind that's better? A peaceful mind? So many of us, we've come from tough situations. Our minds are screwed up. We've had some hard times. Jesus can give you some tranquility. That's who He is. Y'all hearing me this morning or not? He's the Prince of Peace. Contentment. Say that with me. Contentment. He's the Prince of Peace. That word shalom means contentment. He is the Prince of Contentment. He can bring contentment in your life. When you don't have a whole lot, you can still say, I've got way more than I ever deserved. Amen. You can have that. You can look around and take claim on the whole world now. That's why I love Inglewood. No matter what I have, I got Inglewood, baby. You hear me? No matter what I drive, I got 2 feet. I can walk to the beach. You hearing me? And look at the water. Y'all listening or not? Say. This morning we're praying in a truck out there like I do every Sunday. And a big old flock of birds came. Big, big birds. They just landed while we're praying. They're out there. Man. When you know the Lord, you can give Him praise. Your head can be better. You can think a lot better. He's the Prince of what? Peace. Are y'all hearing or not? Have I lost you this morning? Have I lost you? Y'all like, ugh, what's wrong with you? I'm fine. Come on. I've eaten too much. That's my problem. Hey, it also means friendship. Shalom. He's the Prince of Peace. Wow. To know that He's a friend that sticks closer than a what? Brother, the Bible says. To have Jesus in your life. If you've been hurt and you're out there, you're still playing that game trying to find somebody, trying to fill that void in your life with a relationship, and you're looking in the wrong places for a man or a woman. Man, why don't you make Jesus Lord of your life? Let Him be that friend that sits closer than a brother. Okay? Realize that, hey, look, if I have somebody, great. If I don't have somebody, great. I'm going to be fine either way because I have Jesus Christ in my life. And whoever I do have, I want them to be with Jesus in me. Amen, say. Amen. Just change your thinking altogether. Relationships. Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace. As a matter of fact, the word shalom in particular means, say it with me, a what? Covenant, peace with God. If you can have all kinds of religion and what have you, but do you have that covenant relationship with God? You're never going to get that covenant relationship with God unless it's through His Son, Jesus Christ. You're never going to get it any other way. So it's a covenant peace with God. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but My kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the what? Covenant of My peace be removed, says the Lord that has mercy on you. Jesus Christ is the one who gives that covenant of peace. Okay, He says, this do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of Me. This new covenant, this new testament, this new relationship that we have with God because of Jesus Christ. He is our covenant peace. Moreover, I'll make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will place them and multiply them. I'll set My sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. A covenant peace. That's what that word speaks of so often in the Bible. In the Old Testament, the Jews would actually offer a sacrifice called a what? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. We're learning a little bit this morning about Jesus being the Prince of Peace. Okay, we've seen what the word means. It means many things. We've seen it's a covenant peace. We see in the Scriptures that there's something called a peace offering. Peace is really important to God. God wants you to have peace. He doesn't want you to fear. And as much as I don't like to see the turmoil in the world and what happened in Paris and what happened in San Bernardino and what happened at our base there in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and when I see it down there in Texas a while back when when one of our own armed servicemen who was a radical terrorist killed so many of our own men. Crazy, crazy. As much as I hate that and that brings fear to our heart, at the end of the day, I know where I'm going. Do you? Say. Say, do you know Christ? If you died today, do you know that you'd go to heaven? Do you know that? Say. Can you lay your head on your pillow at night and know, hey, it's not the terrorist that's going to kill you. It's probably this heart or something like that's going to give out on you. Y'all listening to me? Then what are you going to do? Hello? Do you have peace with God today? He's the Prince of Peace. Are y'all hearing me? Come on. Peace offerings are mentioned over 87 times in the Old Testament. Okay, so peace, peace, peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of what? And it's more than just a name. Matter of fact, Jesus said it last week in the sermon that I gave. He said, I didn't come to send peace. I came to send a what? Sword. But today, if God was a loving God, He wouldn't let this happen. And we've got this idea that the real God is the God that will get everybody together and we'll hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Here's the problem, though. We've all sinned. We've all come short of God's glory. Honestly, guys, we don't know the evil that lurks inside of our heart. We're trying to get everybody together and have peace. And God's a lot smarter than us. And He goes, that ain't never happening. I'm going to send My Son, the Prince of Peace, and they can have real peace, everlasting peace. I don't know about you, I still have a war that goes on inside of me. A war with the flesh. How many have battled your flesh lately? Some of your desires. And look at that. Well, look at that. You're a bunch of heathen. And you can tell everybody in town, yeah, I'm just like the pastor. I struggle, man. I struggle. I struggle. I struggle. I struggle. There's a war going inside of me. Thank God I have the Prince of Peace. I have the Prince of Peace. That's the kind of peace He came to give. And He gave His life so that you could get it. Y'all hearing me today? That's what this is all about, Christmas. The Old Testament declares those who follow God's commands will have peace. When you know the Lord and you follow His commands, your life is going to be a more peaceful life. Are y'all hearing me or not?
But we're told, oh, God's picking on us. Well, all those commands in the Bible, he's picking on me. That's what I used to think.
It's a bunch of bull. Those commands are there because he loves us. He knows I'm a wreck and I need help. Amen. Come on. So, you want peace? Follow God's commands. Great peace have they which love his what? His word. And nothing shall offend them. Nothing's going to set them off. Nothing's going to knock them off, man. Knock them off track. When you're in the word of God and you believe God's word, you can count on God's word. The work of righteousness shall be what? Peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Those who follow God's commands are going to have peace. Say this with me. Happy is the man that finds what? Wisdom, and the man that gets understanding. That's saying happy is the man that wises up and starts reading the Bible and starts believing the Bible and starts saying, I'm wrong, you're right. Happy is that man. And he's going to be a man or a woman who has a life of peace. Peace, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are what? Peace. That's God's word. That's God's law. Here's what the Bible says. There is no what? Peace, says the Lord, to the who? To the wicked. I'll do it my way. I'll have it my way. I don't need Jesus. Hey, you're not going to have peace. You're making that up. You don't have peace. If you're listening to me here today or on the radio, you don't have peace. The way of peace they know not. There is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know what? Peace. Peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. You can take what he said to the bank. You can believe his word. You will have a life of peace. Will you not have problems? Sure, you're going to have problems. That's why I went over the first five things. That shalom, that covenant peace, all those things. He is that. But to have that assurance, to know that when I read God's word, I'm not second-guessing it or doubting it. Rather, I'm believing him by what? Faith. And I'm trusting him. I'm going to be a person of peace. And guys, that's where I'm at now in my life. Y'all alive still? Yes or no? I'm worried about you. That's where I'm at in my life right now. I still struggle. I've been through some hard things in my life. And we could talk about some of the hard things you've gone through too. But I'm finding myself at a place of peace. The beauty of going through crap, excuse me, is coming through it and knowing he's with you and knowing you're making it and that you have made it and giving him the glory, and you finally get a little chance to rest a little bit. Amen? Kim said something to me this Christmas that was profound. I married Kim 3 years ago. These are my two grown children right here on stage, Mitch and Elise. Hardest thing I ever went through in my life was the pain that I went through. Okay? Okay. Married Kim 3 years ago. She's got a 20-year-old and a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. And in 2015, a great year for me, I was able to adopt those two little girls, 4 and 7. And here we are over the last 3 years, faced with a situation. Many of you have done it before. I never had done it. Having Christmas with people that don't really even know each other? You know what I mean? This is our family. Well, who are they? It's weird. It's weird. Y'all listening or not? It's odd. It's weird. It's weird on Elise. It's weird on Mitch. Probably weird on the little ones. I know it's weird on Hannah. You know what I mean? She's 20. And it's just weird. And Kim said to me this year, Christmas felt normal this year. She said, just being with you, with your kids, and just felt normal. It felt fine. You know what I call that? Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He can make a mess, and he can take pain and hurt. If you apply his word, if you try to stay steady and keep doing it, you're still going to fall and you're still going to stumble and you're still going to doubt and struggle. I did and do. But he's way above all that, thankfully. And he can make good out of mess in our life. Amen. Y'all listening or not? How many can relate to that? Can we praise the Lord if you can relate a little bit to that? Come on. Wow. He's the Prince of Peace today. Amen. So one of my best gifts was Kim saying that. And you know what? I was like,
you know, and going over to her folks' house, Don and Jenny, y'all here this morning? Good, let's talk about it. But anyway, that woman can cook. I'll tell you that right now. Woman can cook. But anyway, but you know, even that was weird for me first year. Look, but I can be with anybody and I can be happy. You know, I just like people. But if you really scale it back and peel me, you'll see, man, you'll see that, nah, a little weird. A little weird feeling. But this year, peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. And I don't know why I'm going off on that, but just to say that, you know, that's what Jesus brings. He's the Prince of Peace. You can trust Him. The Bible says the Prince of Peace would be born where? Bethlehem, specifically Ephratah, which is this little town. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. So the Prince of Peace would be born in Bethlehem, and this man shall be the what? Be the peace. He will be the peace. The Prince of Peace will bring us good news. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him that brings good tidings or good news, that publishes what? Peace, that brings good tidings of good, that publishes salvation, that says unto Zion, thy God reigns. Keep looking. He said unto them, to His disciples, go into all the world and preach the what? The gospel. The word means good news. It's that message of peace to every creature. Preach that message of peace. Gospel means what? Good news. You don't believe in that gospel, do you? I love good news. Why wouldn't I believe in good news? Amen? Come on. Sure I do. It's the good news, man. The Prince of Peace will be an offering for our sins. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Say it with me. The chastisement of our what? Peace was upon who? See, that's why you can't get to heaven on your own. Because the chastisement of peace ain't on you. It was put on Jesus. It won't put on Mohammed, excuse me. It wasn't put on Buddha or fill in the blank. Amen. Yes or no? The chastisement of our peace was put on Jesus. Believe in Jesus, the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And upon it was put upon Him, and with His stripes we're what? Healed. I'm talking about eternal healing. Eternal healing. We are going to die one day, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm not dying a second death. I ain't dying a second death. I'm not going to hell. Amen? Ain't happening. Got it? Say. Because of why? Because of Jesus, Prince of Peace. Am I wearing you out with this Prince of Peace stuff? Like, Gary, you're overboard. You just think He's the Prince of Peace. Of course I think He's the Prince of Peace. Peace, baby. Okay? Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Yet it's pleased the Lord. It pleased the Lord to bruise Jesus. That's crazy. God was pleased to see His Son suffer. That's craziness, isn't it? Because He valued you and me that much. He loved us that much. It pleased Him to see that we weren't going to go to hell. And it made God happy. That is a crazy kind of thinking. Come on. It pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He hath put to Him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Crazy good scripture, amen. He's the Prince of Peace. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify how many? Many. He's the Prince of Peace, for he shall bear their what? Iniquity. He's the Prince of Peace. Are you feeling it today? Say, come on. Boy, this is good stuff. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with who? Through who? Anybody else's name there? You can never have peace with God. You can have peace with certain nations. You can have peace with certain people with a certain ideology. I want peace with God. Amen? And it comes through Jesus Christ. God commended His love toward us while we were yet what? Sinners, Christ died for us. He's the Prince of Peace. This is what the Bible says. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't have a heart that is anxious and a heart that has no peace and a mind that's all screwed up and your relationships are screwed up and just you just screwed up. Jesus says, don't be that way. You believe in God. Believe in me also. I'm the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Beautiful scriptures. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, because I am the Prince of what? Peace. Amen. Peace I leave with you, Jesus says. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be what? Afraid, because I'm the Prince of Peace and I'm leaving my peace with you. This peace stuff's a big deal, isn't it? Yeah, pretty good stuff. Shalom means peace. Shalom means peace. Do you have a covenant peace with God? Has your name been written in the Lamb's Book of Life because you personally believed in Jesus Christ? You said, He is my Savior, He is my Lord. Do you have a covenant peace with God? Can you say that today? I have a covenant peace with God, Pastor. If you want to fight about it, we will, but I have it, okay? Do you have it? You ought to be able to say, Pastor, I have that. Don't leave here today without humbling yourself and making things right between you and Him. How do you get right with God? Jesus Christ. How do you get right with God? Jesus Christ. Say that with me. How do you get right with God? Jesus Christ. One more time. How do you get right with God? Jesus Christ. Amen? Come on. So do you have a covenant peace with God? Completeness in Jesus? He will make you complete. Okay? Complete. Okay, what I'm missing is holiness in my life. That's something I'm missing. Holiness. I'm missing my... I can't do anything about my sin being forgiven. I'm missing that. Jesus says, I can help you with that. Amen? I can make you complete. Okay? Soundness. Jesus Christ can give you that. Okay? Don't be content with who you've always been. When you start to live for the Lord, start put your faith in Christ and start to trust Him in the Word, you might be surprised at how sound you can become. Amen? My mother was a drunk. And at about age 40, she put her faith in Jesus. About 43, actually. She put her faith in Jesus Christ. And this woman that had cursed God, didn't know a thing about the Bible, could care less about Christian people, thought they were all crooked, crazy people. She became a follower of Christ and one of the most beautiful people I've ever known for the Lord. And she became so sound in her thinking. And somebody that was crazy would throw a plate at you across the room. I mean, it's crazy. She became a loving, beautiful person over time, following God's commands. A beautiful thing. Amen? Come on. Tranquility. Peace. Not going crazy all the time. Amen? Yes or no? And by the way, guys, I was going crazy like... Yeah, I know you think I'm that way now, but no. I was going crazy 5-6 years ago because of battles in my own marriage and struggle. How many of ever your marriage about drove you crazy? Come on, raise your hand. Come on, come on, come on. Now you sit next to him. Uh-oh. Right there. Yeah, right there. Because of Jesus, you can have a tranquil mind. You can know that even if this person leaves me, this is hard preaching, guys, but that I'm going to be okay. Because I matter to Him. Okay, He is my peace. If this person passes away, I'm going to be fine. That's great that you can have that in Christ. And you can have that. Contentment. Learning to be satisfied and content in your life because of Jesus. Friendship. Relationship. Everybody has so many friends. I don't have no friends. Well, how about this? Really anchor in and focus in on that relationship you have with Jesus. Focus in on that. Okay? He's a friend that sits closer than a brother. Build on that. Start right there and build on that and see what happens in the future. But even if you're alone and don't have anybody in the future, not another soul, if you've got Jesus, you've got peace. Amen? And you've got an awesome friend. But I believe He's going to add to that. I really do. I believe He's going to add to that in your life. Say the scripture with me one last time, and we're done with the message this morning. Here we go. Say it with me, please. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon His shoulder. And His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the... Can we thank the Lord for the Prince of Peace this morning? Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boom. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand.